Texas has a reputation for politics with a sharp wit, or at least politics with a sharp tongue. At the last Democratic convention, Texas Governor Ann Richards hurled some barbs at George Bush, saying such things as he was born with a silver foot in his mouth. Last night, at the convention in San Diego, Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson carried on the Lone Star State tradition.
I think to understand what Bill Clinton's going to do, you have to know the code. His own aide, George Stephanopoulos, explained it. The president will keep the promises he meant to keep. Now, Mr. President, what kind of lesson is that for America?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
America, it's time to wake up, America, to President Clinton and his high-taxing, free-spending, promise-breaking, Social Security-taxing, healthcare-socializing, drug-coddling, power-grabbing, business-busting, lawsuit-loving, UN-following, FBI-abusing, IRS-increasing, $200 haircutting, gas taxing, overregulating, bureaucracy trusting, class baiting, privacy violating, values crushing, truth dodging, Medicare forsaking, property rights taking, job destroying friends, and that's just in the White House. President Clinton, long enough? Isn't it time to return America to the real world? In the real world, words mean the same thing every day. In the real world, our men and women in uniform need a commander-in-chief who will not let the United Nations make his decisions. In the real world, we don't want a village to raise a child. We want a family.
Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Senator from Texas, speaking last night at the Republican National Convention.